Hello, this is Dr. Pam Murray with another podcast to help you create the life you want to lead using ancient universal principles and a few simple tools. Today, I'm going to talk about an ancient prosperity practice and concept. Although we don't have time to cover it in detail, I'm going to give you a pretty good overview. I really hit it in depth during my week-long seminars on living impossibly. In fact, if there's enough demand, I might produce an online workshop about it. I've known about this for a long time, but I didn't start using it seriously and consistently until about 5 years ago. It's so amazing, and I want to tell you about it. It's called favor. So what is favor? Well, favor is kind of like a booster rocket on your affirmations and goals. Some people think it's an unfair advantage. However, since the universe is limitless, you're simply working to receive what is already yours. It is a universal principle that is already ours to claim, and everyone has access to it. By invoking favor, we seem to saturate the vibrations around us with auspicious phenomena. That's a pretty highfalutin phrase, but what it does is to help take the limits off whatever we want. So where can we apply this force of favor? It can be applied in almost any situation. It's kind of like planting a seed. It's an ancient concept, even talked about in the early part of the Bible and in other ancient texts. One man said, "A day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor." Now that sounds like a pretty good return on investment to me. Things seem to start flowing to us when we invoke extreme favor. That's my favorite expression of favor. So here's the disclaimer about favor. It doesn't make your life problem-free, but it does help to resolve a lot of problems in an almost miraculous way. As one person said, it doesn't keep you from having problems, but it does keep your problems from having you. Here's a quote about favor that I really like. I'm sorry, I don't know who the author is. It says, "Favor will accelerate your destiny in life. Things that may have developed in the past for you over many years will take only a year when they're seasoned with God's favor. The things that once took a year to do will now take a matter of weeks or days. The days that come hard will now come easy. In fact, with God's favor upon your life, your entire world could change before you go to bed tonight." When I talk about God's favor, I'm not speaking about a capricious God, some old man with a white beard in the sky, who grants special favor to one and withholds it from another. That's not how God works. God's laws, or the laws of the universe, respond to your mindset and your words and thoughts. These laws are immutable and unchangeable. Using words to declare favor seems to speed it up. "Giving thanks for extreme favor to go before me is a regular part of my daily devotion, and I give thanks for favor at least once a day. Sometimes it's like a mantra, and I just say thank you for favor over and over. Other times I apply it more specifically." Let me give you an example. A couple years ago, my companion Tom and I were going to a week-long gathering in Cleveland. Well, about a week before we went, Tom fell and broke 2 ribs, so he was in a lot of pain, but he wanted to go anyway. So we boarded the plane from Walla Walla to Cleveland. By the way, you can almost not get from Walla Walla to Cleveland. It takes a while. So 2 layovers and 1 in Chicago, which was a nightmare. It just kept getting more and more postponed. It was getting later and later, close to midnight. Tom was in so much pain. Finally, we managed to get on the plane and get to Cleveland. About 1:30 in the morning, we staggered into the hotel. Now, about 2 hours into our Chicago layover, I remembered to starting invoking favor instead of whining and complaining. Anyway, as we staggered in, the lady at the desk looked at us like we must have been something the cat dragged in. And I said, "I can use your best titanium upgrade." And she said, "You know, I think I have something you'll like." Well, I have to tell you, that upgrade was amazing. It was the governor's suite. About 1,200 square feet, marble bathrooms, sitting area, living room, dining room, full bar, the whole thing. It was really wonderful. And here's where the favor was. First of all, the suite, of course. But also, Tom really was in too much pain to attend the conference. However, he reasoned that being in pain in such luxury was better than staying at home and whining. Well, the housekeeping ladies adopted him, and they fawned over him. They waited on him hand and foot. I brought him breakfast. We had the concierge lounge access, and so breakfast and dinner were without cost. I just went up and got it. Lunches were put on by vendors, so we didn't pay for lunches, and they had this huge box lunch, so I split it with him. We ended up having, under the circumstances, a really wonderful week. And I thank favor. We can also declare favor in relationships. You know, one way to increase the positive value of any relationship is to declare favor of it. If there are conflicts or disagreements, be the first to say, "I give thanks for extreme favor in this situation." Then follow the guidance you are given, or just back away for a while and take a few deep breaths. Giving yourself that mindset just might help. And you never know, it might just help the relationship too. Many people work in areas where there is strife, politics, discord, and all manner of craziness at work. Well, one of the best things you can do for your work area is to declare favor over it before starting the day, and whenever it's necessary during the day. Even declare favor for your boss. Remember, whatever you send out, you get back up to 1,000-fold. I've declared this sort of favor not only for me, but for friends and loved ones also, with remarkable results. Well, what if you're looking for a job? Declare extreme favor for a wonderful interview and a job in an atmosphere that is completely compatible with you. Declare that you have favor with those who are in a position to bless you. Declare favor that the job for your ideal livelihood is opening up. Always declare extreme favor in any dealings with other people. Send them wishes for favor as well. Yeah, if things are not looking too good at your present job, again, go back to declare extreme favor for your perfect and ideal livelihood. When I have people coming to my house to do some work or to visit, I surround them with favor. I also give thanks for favor for my neighbors. And I have wonderful neighbors. You can stress and request uncommon favor for others. It can be contagious, affecting those around you. I give thanks for favor in the lives of those I love, and miracles seem to happen. The more I use it, the more powerful it seems to become. It's almost like I have this superpower cape on, but really, it's just a universal law. Of course, when you sow this seed into the lives of others, it always comes back. As the late great teacher Viral Minto used to say, when you send something out, you get to keep the carbon copy. Lots of times when I'm in a store or driving, I mentally send favor to people who pass by. It's kind of fun and becomes a game. So take a minute and think about all the people who could use some favor in their lives. Wow, we could spend all day just sending out favor. So far, I've enjoyed pretty good health for the past several years. That's due in part, of course, to good health practices, but also because I give thanks each day for favor in my bodily health. Favor works in all forms of health: mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial. When I do this, it also makes me more aware of participating in those good health practices. So don't expect the universe to do all the work. Another part of my daily devotions is giving thanks for favor in my finances and in the finances of others. Believe me, there's nothing wrong with increases in financial wealth. But I also ask for the wisdom to be a good steward of financial blessings. When I focus on financial favor, it has an interesting effect. It makes me respect and be thankful for my financial blessings more than usual. I want to be a good steward, and I also get more and more ideas and inspirations about how to increase it and how to share it. That's a lot of fun. I have an interesting story about favor. And one of my friends who was going to move, I think I might have told this story before, but she and her husband were moving back to the Northwest from Texas. They had actually bought another house, so they were carrying two mortgages. Well, we started thanking the universe for favor in this situation. Well, as it ended up, her son and daughter-in-law loved the house that they had bought in the Northwest and asked if they could buy it from them. And actually, my friend was ready to let that second house go because they'd found yet another house in the Northwest that they loved. So not only did they let that house go, thus freeing them from the second mortgage, they sold the house in Texas and immediately found the house they really wanted in the Northwest, partly because we were just invoking favor over the whole thing. I've really found a lot of favor when I travel. I've already told you the story about Cleveland, and we don't have nearly enough time to cover all the seemingly miraculous things that have happened as I declare favor over travel. It's become quite the adventure to see what blessing overtakes us next as we declare favor over each situation. We have met the most fascinating people imaginable, and doors just seem to open to us. We've gotten unbelievable automobile upgrades and favor from those who work with various hospitality entities. I've been upgraded to amazing suites, not just in Cleveland, but at other hotels. And boy, am I loving that favor. On a cruise a few years ago, our travel agent had a cheese plate delivered for our room. I've been using her for many, many years, so it was an acknowledgement of the business I'd given her. Anyway, it was a pretty big plate, and there was no way we could eat everything on it. So I called the room service people to see if they could stow it in the refrigerator at night and then bring it to us in the late afternoon when we were taking our break. The manager came on the phone, and silently I began declaring favor for her. Well, for some reason, we started chatting. Well, one thing led to another, and every day she surprised us with some delightful treat in addition to the cheese plate. Of course, I called her every day and thanked her. And in that short time, we became pretty good friends. I recommended her for one of the ship's top commendation awards, and that just put everything over the top. Well, on our last night on board, a very dignified gentleman in a red jacket uniform came to our table looking for me. It ended up the room service manager wanted to have her picture taken with me. It was truly amazing, and all I really did was to bless her and ask for favor for her. Well, I could go on and on, but you get the idea. Like most things, there is a catch. So here it is. In order for favor to work really, really, really well, you need to be in the right mindset. For instance, you shouldn't ask for favor in one breath and then hope your boss falls into the pits of hell in the next. To gain more favor in your work, bless your boss. Ask for favor for that person, even if you have to do it through gritted teeth. Don't curse the TSA agents while hoping for favor while traveling. Ask for favor to them, too. Actually, for the most part, I tend to have a lot of fun with them. They're just doing their job. Most of them are really nice people. How about giving a little money to a worthy organization while asking for favor in finances? It doesn't have to be much, you know, but it lets the universe know that you trust in the concept. Forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Remember, forgiving doesn't make the other person right. It just removes your negative energy from the situation. Well, that's an entirely different workshop, but just keep at it. I'll address this in another podcast. Well, I'm sure you get the idea. If you want favor to truly work in your life, you need to walk in its flow pretty consistently. Believe me, I'm not coming from my own perfection, but I'm becoming increasingly aware of when I turn it off by complaining or act in otherwise negative ways. The other catch is that it works best when you let go of the form of it. In other words, try to stay detached from how it will come about or even what it will look like. You know, here's an example. For instance, if you say, I want favor with John, so he will ask me out. Not only might it take longer, but you might overlook Steve, you know, that hunky guy standing next to John, who might really be your ideal mate. So it might be better to say, I now give thanks for extreme favor in bringing me my ideal life mate. Something like that. When you let go of form and how it will show up and how it's going to happen, the universe somehow orchestrates amazing things. Just like in the story I told at the beginning, the trip to Cleveland sure didn't start out as we have planned. But as we moved in the force of favor, things actually turned out better. And later on the next trip, we got a fabulous upgrade on our car with no additional cost. So how do you walk in favor? Just exactly how do you bring it about? It's deceptively simple. You just keep giving thanks for it in anything you do. For instance, if you're going into a meeting, just become quiet and say, out loud or silently, I give thanks for uncommon favor in this meeting. Then walk in with confidence that no matter what happens, it will somehow turn out for your good. So I'm going to declare an impartation for you. So just take a deep breath. Today, I declare uncommon, extreme favor over every person listening to this podcast. I declare uncommon favor for every area of their lives, for their families, their work, the people they know and love, their health, their finances, their travels, and in every little detail of their daily life. I ask all of you listening to consciously recognize and accept this favor and believe that you are now walking in all of its benefits. I've been using the term extreme favor in this talk, but I also add or change out the adjectives and use words such as wonderful, immediate, surprising, and other words to keep it exciting and fresh. Think about adjectives you might use to describe the sort of favor you want. Until next time, remember to visit my website, PamMurray, PamMurray.com, to see what's happening. You can text me at 509-240-1467 to schedule a consulting appointment to help you create an even better life. Now stay tuned for part two of this podcast coming very soon. Until we meet again, I send you blessings, joy, and of course, extreme favor.